You're listening to The Stone.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. How you doing? It's Monique LeRae, and this is The Startup. I am so effing excited. I got Matt Sarafa in the building.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Matt, I love you. You came all the way from the beach to be here with me.
I love you. I love you. I told you, you're the only bitch that I would pull up all the way to Sherman Oaks for.
You pulled all the way up. What is going on with the eyewear? I'm loving your eyewear.
You love the eyewear?
I do.
It is coming soon to MattSarafa.com. We just shot the promo photos yesterday, video shoot. That's where I'm headed to right after this. So
okay. You're going to Wonder Woman twirl?
Period. You know, I'm a one-man show, boss bitch, all that.
So, you guys, Matt and I fell in love at the Daytime Emmy gifting suite.
Yes.
Love at first sight. Oh my gosh. Your energy. You just so positive and comfortable in his skin, which is really something that you want to find in friends and entrepreneurs.
100%. And we just, our energy just kicked it off right off the bat.
Off the bat.
And you had wine too, which also
I mean, he's a boss bitch. And hey. we were launching Capo Caña.
Yep.
From Michael Solberg Family Wines with Carmella.
Yes, who I love. So cool. That's my baby.
Well, we got some in here for you. From Michael Solberg.
It was so good when I tried it. I haven't had it since, so yeah. I've been having withdrawals.
Well, we gotta get you that.
Get that IV running.
So you just had a gifting suite that you came from last night. Tell us about this AMA weekend.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so it was AMA weekend. It was a little GBK gifting suite. I was wearing the same outfit, so sue me.
Right now. We had a good night then. Turned out for what?
You know it. I just wiped off my makeup and hopped in bed, and then I came straight here.
I love you. Well, thank you so much. So let's tell the viewers and the listeners who are familiar with your brand, which I can't imagine you're not, tell them where you started, because I know where you started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes. So I'm a fashion designer. I kind of got my start. I've been doing it since I was 7, but it really started kicking off once I entered the reality TV realm. So I did Project Runway Junior season 1.
All right.
And then from there, I kind of like launched my brand, and I've had a couple of fashion lines since then, jewelry line. And then I was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
What?
Hey.
That's what really put you on the map, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what really kicked things into gear.
What season could, if we want to rewind and go on like Google Play or Amazon or something, when can we?
Oh, God.
Do you remember what season?
I can't remember what number. It wasn't the most recent one. It was the one before that.
Okay, so maybe like season 10 or 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, more recent.
More recent, yeah.
We'll find you. I think if you just Google it.
Google it. You'll find me. Yeah, click them keys and Google me.
So after you did The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and you styled Kyle, right?
Yes.
I like her.
I love her. Kyle's my godmother, so she's family. Love her to death. She's the best.
So what happened? You woke up one day, and then you just, like, how do you go from, like, relatively being, you know, just who you are.
Low key, and then overnight success.
How does that happen? You just wake up and everything's blowing up and you're getting...
I had no idea the traction that being on the show would do for me, because like Project Runway was great. It was a great platform and I got exposure from it. But then when I did Housewives, it was kind of like as a favor to Kyle. She just asked me, she's like, oh, would you want to be on? I'm like, yeah, why not? And then after that episode aired, like... the orders, it was the most stressful time of my life because I could not keep up with the orders. I paid for my whole college tuition all 4 years and that probably like 5 hours after that first airing of the show.
Do you guys see that? The power of media is real. So you're going for business? Tell us about that.
Yes. So I'm a fourth year design media arts major at UCLA.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, education. I'm cute and educated.
Oh, guys, the whole package.
Oh, my God. No, but I have 1 year left. So I'm hustling to get that diploma.
Yes.
So I'm still a full-time college student. Business owner. I do all of it.
Okay, so that's really great. So you woke up and then you were able to just realize your dreams with school off 5 hours of visibility on the show.
Yes. It was honestly insane. Like, I was crying after that happened because I thought maybe I would get a few orders here and there, like, just randomly, but I had no idea it was going to kick off the way it did.
I tell people this, too. If you're going to pitch a show or you want to do a show, you have to get ready. Have your book on deck. Mm-hmm. Have your trademark. Have everything down your website ready, because it's kind of like the Oprah effect, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody, I feel like, underestimates the power of, like, TV and reality TV, because people look at it as kind of like a trashy, like, guilty pleasure kind of thing. But if you know how to work it, you can turn it into a business and help elevate yourself.
I love it. So now here's the part. Well, I love to go to Target and not be dressed. Like, who cares? And I like my anonymity that way. So totally. I wonder how that changed for you. You had to get up and now you're Matt Sorum. I mean, did you love it or hate it? Or?
Well, here's the thing. I still ain't shit. I'm not. So,
I love you.
I'm just honest. I'm just keeping a G with you. But I mean, I still ain't shit. I mean, sometimes people will come up and take pictures. They'll recognize me. I can tell when people are like whispering about it. And it doesn't faze me at all because I love meeting new people. That's like my favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I do have to be, like, more careful what I'm out doing, who I'm around.
Right.
It brings out, especially when you get that little small taste of fame, it really shows you who your true friends are and who just wants to be around for the clout.
And that's a good highlight for people who are looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just consider your group and consider what your brand is and who you're surrounding yourself
totally.
With.
Totally. It's a double-edged sword because you learn a lot about people once the times change. Because it takes – real friends will always be there through the thick and the thin. A lot of them will just be there when you're down. And then once they see you get up, they don't want to be there no more because they get jealous.
Yeah. And any that recently they dropped off?
Oh, all the time, girl.
Feel that
they
tea.
They be dropping like – alive. It's just, you know, it's just so obvious. And the thing is, if you're going to be a clout chaser, be a good clout chaser. Right. Like, sometimes it's so apparent and so obvious.
Like, fool me.
Literally. I'm like, come on. Like, do a better job if you're going to do it. Like, if I know that you only want to come out because you want to get paparazzi'd with me, or you want to get shot, or you want, you know, the exposure and the attention, then it's like, I see right through that. I know exactly
what
you're
trying to do. Let's have a conversation. Let's let me in on it. Maybe we could really level it up.
Right. That's the thing. If you want to boss up, like, you can do it. I did it. If I did it, anybody can do it. That's what I feel
that.
Like.
But see, what's good about you is I think you're well equipped for it. So you talk about you're going to see the family for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And you've got those roots, I think, that balance you. And
totally.
I think that fame and money are highlights to who you are.
Exactly. So, you know? You got to have a strong foundation. My parents have always raised me like they even once I started getting like the success and like I started, you know, making a name for myself, they were always like, we want you to stay humble. You know, we want you to still pursue your education because that's like of utmost importance.
Yeah.
And my mom always says education is the one thing that nobody can take away from you no matter what.
I love it.
So it's like I have a good head on my shoulders, and that's thanks to my family.
And they, you know, and just in case you guys don't know, Matt is gay.
What?
The cat is
how,
out of the...
How could you tell?
I love my gaypreneur.
Yes.
That's a new... We're going to hashtag gaypreneur.
I like that.
You heard it here first.
Put it on a t-shirt.
We're going to do that. So, and when you find... Okay, because I'm a black female. I know, breaking news. But we're talking about business, and we're just talking about how we show up in the world.
Yep.
And how people approach us in business. Have you had, of course you've had discrimination, but can you speak to that in the business sense and how you've overcome it and how you deal with it?
100%. I think, like you said, you know, us minorities, that's like another stepping stone that we have to jump over to make it in this world. And especially when I was starting out so young, like I started kicking things into gear after Project Runway and I was only 17. So being a baby and being gay, I was taken advantage of so much by like these businessmen that, you know, they didn't think that I was going to take this seriously. They thought they could pull the wool over my eyes and I wasn't going to notice, but I got a strong team of lawyers and I have them look over every contract, everything, so I don't get hoodwinked.
Okay, not hoodwinked. That's another t-shirt. Are you writing these down?
Shoot.
Come in 2020, spring 2020.
Hey, new collection, LA Fashion Week.
I love it. I saw your Getty photo. I think like I'm living for a Getty. Like,
I
you
love
know,
Getty.
You can die now once you've had a Getty photo.
I love them, but the Getty photography is such a scary concept though, because sometimes you look so busted and you don't get to like, you don't get to choose which ones they pick.
That's true.
And sometimes they'll catch you on an off moment and it gives me anxiety, but I feel like I've mastered it.
Okay, good. If you scroll back, what's the tip? What's the tip? Suck it in and then...
Everybody's different. You need to just practice in the mirror, see what works for your face.
Yeah.
If something's looking funky, go to the dermatologist and get a little filler. That's worked for me.
I love that. I'm black, but when it does crack, I get a little boom, boom, boom.
Yep, and I'm Caucasian. We're going to age like milk. So I'm going to be pulled right and tight while I'm 40.
I love it. So, Matt, let's talk about the business exactly. Let's just say there's an aspiring designer out there that, you know, is young or middle-aged or whatever, wherever they are. And what advice would you give them? You know, because social media, you can use that in the right way. Not everyone gets a show. Mm-hmm. But what advice would you give people just coming out the gate?
Totally. I mean, first of all, I feel like you can really be anybody at any age, any color, anything at all, and you can start a fashion line. Because everything about fashion is what is going on in your creative brain. Everyone has a different perspective on things, and whether you're 10 years old or 100 years old, you can still have that passion and that vision, and that's really all it takes. It's a really cutthroat industry, so if you don't really have a passion for it and you just want to kind of, you know, oh, let me do a fashion line, da-da-da, it's not going to work out because it takes blood, sweat, and tears, honestly.
Give me an example of that. Like, you want friends that'll tell you that design is busted.
100%. You get, especially going back to what we were saying, once you get a little bit of clout, like, people just turn into yes men. Oh. And you don't want people around you that are just going to say yes, oh, fabulous, da-da-da-da. Because I've been caught up in that. I'm like, I was looking busted back then and nobody told me shit.
Why?
I'm like, what? Because I was surrounded by yes men and I had to cut them out.
Okay, that's good. So that's number one. Like, if there's so if you have a theme for a shirt, I know nothing about fashion, by the way. I'm a tomboy. I just throw things on and make it work.
Well, you make it work real
Thanks,
well.
Boo. I put my eyelashes on for you.
I appreciate
that. I got my drag on.
I don't know. I'm bald. My lashes.
You look good.
Bald.
You were tearing it down at the AMA gifting.
I was.
Did you get some good gifts?
So good. I got a trip to Jamaica.
What?
I know, right? Skirt, that was my first trip that I got.
You've never been to Jamaica?
No. I've been to Jamaica.
Yeah, you've been.
I've been, and I love it. But I've never gotten, like, a trip at one of these gifting
Hell
things.
Yeah.
I was never, like, I never had the right wristband.
So I should just throw this in the trash.
No, I'll take this with me to Jamaica. How about that?
Yes, we got some good love here for you. So, okay, so you get a design, and then talk to me about, like, copyright and with the fashion stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like, how does that work?
So especially in the fashion industry, it's like the fashion part of it is such a small percentage. You have to really go into boss mode and business owner mode because there's huge, like you said, the copyright thing. There's a huge legal side to everything in fashion as well.
Okay.
As with a lot of creative fields.
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure that you have a strong team around you. And especially if you don't know exactly what you're doing and you don't have like someone that can guide you or mentor you, you want to make sure you're surrounded by people that know what they're doing. So you don't get screwed over or you don't make any, you know, stupid mistakes.
So LegalZoom is good, but probably you need a team.
Yeah. I've always had good attorneys.
That's helpful.
Yeah, because you just don't want to get involved in the legal mumbo jumbo. I like the creative side. That's my bread and butter. So I leave that to them.
Okay, good. So what, you save a little money, get a lawyer. Mm. Where should someone find a good design lawyer? Where do you think that...
Oh, God.
Where did you find yours?
I don't know that. I just always use the lawyer that I've had like my whole life.
Oh, that's good.
It's like my family lawyer, someone that we trusted, someone that I have like a repertoire with.
Yeah.
But I mean, all of that legal stuff comes, like, you won't have to do none of that unless you got the t-shirts and everything made already. So that's a back burner kind of thing.
So how much money does someone need if they're starting with fashion?
So it really depends. Back in the day, like I probably even just 10 years ago, it was totally different than it is right now.
Okay.
It's really kind of, I think, thanks to social media, it's really changed everything up. Because nowadays you can do stuff kind of like Supreme. I don't know if you know like Supreme.
Of course. Yes. Everyone's got Supreme.
Exactly. Where they do these just drops and they don't really follow like the seasons and like the runway shows, like the traditional kind of, you know,
the
format.
Seasons,
that fashion designers have been following for years. So now you can do things in limited production runs and then sell them or do made to order, which is another great thing if you don't have a huge, backing to start out with. Because then you just make the pieces that you've already gotten money for and people have already bought and you know are going to sell, so you don't have to worry about you putting all your money into this and it not selling.
So it's good to, that's what I was thinking, test your market, do a little test thing, maybe a pop-up or latch onto someone that has a little bit of forwardness on social media, a little bit of visibility.
100%. Because it's scary. It's really scary throwing something out there and not knowing if people are going to bite or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. So what was what's your best-selling piece to date, would you say?
Oh, God. I think the money makers are definitely the faux furs, the luxury
I love
faux
his
furs.
Faux furs. Yes.
They are so fabulous. I still, like, to this day, I've been doing them for years. And, like, still to this day, whenever I put one on, I feel like the baddest bitch in the room.
I love it.
So those are like the money makers, but those are like our really high end kind of couture line. The jewelry sells really well because that's more of like a lower like entry level price point. So especially my younger fans, they love the jewelry, and I love seeing them. Like people come up and meet me, and they are decked out in the Matt Serafa jewelry, and that makes me
really?
So happy.
Let's show Facebook Live what you have.
You want to see?
Walk us through what you're wearing today.
So this is a little sneak peek of what's coming this week. Hopefully, we're trying to get it launched by Black Friday.
Right.
So we have the little lock pendant necklace, which I love. I think
yeah,
this
that's
is
fun.
So fly. Comes in gold too.
Okay.
Then we got the Cuban link, two sizes.
That's Pompeii, nice.
Rhinestones. You should see these in the club too. They be lighting the whole club up.
That's good.
Right. And then we got the little evil eye ring to keep the haters away.
Ladies, get on this. This is a good gift for your friends.
Exactly. And we got a big holiday sale coming up. Holiday and Black Friday. So check it out. MattSerafa.com.
Yes. So what's the price point for people so they can get their credit card ready?
So jewelry, all of our jewelry is under $50. So,
that's amazing.
Right? So I wanted to give, you know, I feel like there's not enough fly jewelry out there that's, you know, inexpensive. So it's definitely like costume jewelry.
Yeah.
But still high quality and still super fly and cool design.
It's approachable.
Totally.
I love that. And where did you get your sunglasses?
Oh my gosh. I almost forgot to plug these. So
those fires.
So we're launching these at the same time as the jewelry. This is our first kind of sunglass line. So these come in a few colors. We have a few more styles. But these I wasn't even intending on selling, but I was just wearing them around and people were going crazy for them, just out and about, like at the drive-thru, you know, at Starbucks, everything. So I was like, shoot, I gotta launch these.
Launch while you can.
Yes.
I love it. All right. So what do you have on deck for 2020? Where are you going to be? Where can people find you? I know you're doing like fashion shows.
Yes.
What do you have on deck that you could share with us?
Oh my gosh. I have so much. A lot of it, unfortunately, I can't talk about, but we have some TV projects in the works, some reality TV.
I was
going to
say, you need your own damn show. Let me produce it.
Let's get a crack at mama. And then we have a few new lines coming out. I'm doing LA Fashion Week. So right now I'm working on the next high-end couture collection. So that'll be, they haven't released the dates for the official LA Fashion Week yet, but that's usually at the end of February, beginning of March.
Okay.
So you'll definitely get an invite to that.
I can't wait. We got a model for you right here, Aslyn.
Hey.
Doesn't Aslyn look good?
Yes, you're already casted.
Hey, there's Aslyn.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So just, you know, exciting stuff. I was just at an interview kind of video kind of thing with BuzzFeed that was
posted yesterday. So cute.
So exciting. We have a few more of those kind of things coming up with some big, corporations and big studios. So we're making moves.
I love it. Will you ever do like an apprenticeship maybe? Are you looking like Matt's, you know, the next top designer? Would you ever take someone under your wing maybe?
I totally would. I mean, like, we have interns that work with us right now.
Okay.
A lot of like fashion design students from like FITM and whatnot. And we just kind of put out a public casting call and we got so many responses. So so many on deck. And especially once Fashion Week rolls around, that's when the interns really come in handy.
I love it. All right. So you guys, if you want to follow Matt, he's going to put, where can people find you? I think you kind of do your Insta more than anything, right?
Yes. Instagram. I love Instagram. I'm a very visual person, so I don't got time to be reading stuff on Twitter and all that.
your life story and shit.
But all over, I'm just Matt Serafa, MattSarafa. That's on every platform imaginable, I think. That's I keep it simple.
Yeah, that's a badass name, too. What kind of last name is that?
You like that?
Serafa.
It's ethnic. My dad... My dad's Middle Eastern. He's
from
Iraq. Yes.
Really?
So that's where I get the last name from.
Oh, I knocked my...
Knock a tooth out.
I will.
Hey.
That's amazing.
Right?
So you're part Middle Eastern.
So I'm actually adopted. So,
oh, you are?
Yeah. So I don't have any... Not that I know of. Not to my knowledge.
Right.
But, I mean, I was raised in, you know, Middle Eastern household. So,
gosh. We learned something here.
Hey, an exclusive.
I want to spill some tea, Matt. Give us a little industry insight, if you can, without getting in trouble. What should we... Give us a little, like, fashion business 101 that you can spill.
There's so much. I've signed so many NDAs.
I know. We better not.
I'm like,
we better not.
But I will tell you, a lot of your favorite celebrities, one, they're not as wealthy as they come off on social media and on TV and all that. And two, they are way too big for their britches, especially the lower on the totem pole that they are, like the reality TV stars and stuff that are like the F-listers. They always have the biggest attitudes are the worst to work with.
That's, you heard it here. Listen, I'm a producer, so I know.
Hey, you know. High five to that.
I mean, we want everybody to win. There's enough to go around.
That's the thing. You just got to stay humble because you never know, you know, whoever you're looking down on, they might be the next big thing.
That's
and then
it.
Look what happens. Now you're bottom of the barrel and
that's
they're at the top. And look how you treated them.
I mean, the tea has been spilled. Hey. This is water, right? Like, yeah, turn this it this way. They didn't pay us.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Girl, let me cover it up.
Yeah, let me put my acrylic nails up over it.
By the way, the Louis Vuitton nails are everything. So let's get to this because we're going to have a caller. Mm. I have a gift for you from Bali.
Oh, my gosh. I've always wanted to go to Bali. That's on my, like, bucket list.
Okay, well, this young lady that's going to be calling here, her name is Lota.
Ooh, and she, can I open it up?
Yes, you can. This is Archery Jewelry, and it's a warrior piece.
It's, like, heavy. This
it
was, like,
is.
Expensive.
She put a lot of, well, I'm not going to give you anything crappy
now. Huh? I appreciate
Come on
that.
Now. This is called the startup, not the cheap up.
Hey, I'm wearing silver.
Isn't that pretty?
That is so gorgeous.
Oh,
that's
thanks, so Lota. Give a shout out.
Thank you, Lota. You the
Archery
one.
Jewelry,
that
yes.
That is so fly.
So be a warrior going into 2020.
Hey, that's the mood.
That's
boss,
what it
a
is.
A boss warrior.
So we got a little something from One Hope.
That's a gorgeous bottle.
Isn't that glitter, glitter,
Whoa.
Glitter?
One that's Hope. My favorite color. Anything shiny.
Isn't that great? Yeah. And so I brought you some twinsies.
Oh, wait, let me switch these out. Fuck the Masarapas.
This is from famed Diary Boutique out of Georgia. What do you think? Can we
Ooh,
take a selfie?
Fly. Let's
get,
do
get
it.
Here. Let's see. Hold on, LA.
Hold on over. Yeah,
wait,
please
you're
hold.
On your phone because she's recording.
Oh, on my phone. Yeah, let's
yeah.
do it.
Okay. Okay. All right, hold on, guys.
Please hold for the selfie.
Okay. Okay.
Back to business.
Those are yours.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Maybe you'll make her
gosh.
Life and give her a message.
Yes.
Make her life.
Oh, my gosh,
We got
course.
All kinds of stuff. We got some hookah
Ooh.
From Eclectic Exhale Experience E3.
I was like, what is that? Is that dry blood?
It is dry blood. It's still Halloween.
I was like, wow.
We got some Michael Solberg family wine.
I love Michael Solberg.
Yes, we did a Soul Train. We did a Soul Train custom label. We got that for you.
Hey.
This is... I'll drink to that. Crafts by Queen with the Q.
Ooh,
you can put your
Queen.
Beer. Yeah, we got all kinds of good stuff in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Here.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
I love this. That's cute.
Isn't that cute? Okay, this is from Angeles Vista.
That's really fly.
You can have it.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
That's cute. I'm
Angeles Vista, give him a shout
that
out.
That almost goes with my outfit.
Well,
today.
It's yours.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome. So this is your bag. We'll put
yes.
all this. And then we've got some cookies from our girl Aslan here.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Rolling dough. Okay.
Hey.
So we got all kinds of good. This is your like pre-Christmas
You're
whatever.
You're the best.
You're
oh
the best.
Gosh.
These brands
These
would
so
love
good.
A little shout out from you because you'll make
course,
their life.
Of course, baby. I got you.
All right. And so thank you so much for coming on. And any advice, anything you want to share going into 2020 for that entrepreneur that's just kind of, you know, they're working that 9 to 5 or mm-hmm. that 9 to 9 and they're just... They're on the brink.
For 2020, boss up. You know, let's do everything that we've said that we wanted to do. Because
yes.
the hardest step is actually taking the initiative to put those dreams into action. Because nothing's going to happen with just the idea sitting in your brain. So we got to take steps and make it happen for ourselves. And we all going to be celebrating New Year of 2021 as boss bitches. Rich bitches.
I
okay?
like that.
Hey.
Level up. All right, you guys. And thank you for tuning in. Here's what I'm doing right now. I actually have a clip from last weekend at Soul Train Awards. Manny Streets, he worked with Ryan Seacrest on the radio before.
Manny on the Streets.
Manny Streets,
oh, yeah.
So we're going to play a clip. Matt and I are going to go get a drink.
Hey.
And we're going to play a clip from last weekend where I couldn't patch it through because I was in Vegas, baby, at the Soul Train. But he's talking about, you know, radio business and starting up in the radio business. So if you want to stick around for that, we would love it. We're going to play that here in the next few minutes. I don't know. I had a call coming in, but I've got a couple more minutes to kill.
Hey.
We have 13 more minutes with
you. We're just too good.
I
That's
love it.
We're too good.
I love it. Okay, so anything else that you want to talk about that maybe your fans would like to hear from you about? I mean, any trips coming up? You went to Dubai, didn't you?
I did. I was in Dubai in the Maldives. This year, like, I'm not that big of a traveler. Like, I'm a homebody.
Yeah.
I usually only travel for work. But
yeah.
This year, I don't know what's going on, but I've been traveling like crazy.
Where did you go all in 19?
So, okay, so 2019, we went to Dubai, Sri Lanka,
Ooh.
The Maldives, which was beautiful. And then This month, I'm going to Aspen, to Utah, Las Vegas, and New York.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So you said you ski, or what do you?
No, I don't ski no more. No, that was back in the day. I don't do any kind of sport, so that's not my tea.
You're a lodge. You're a lodgy.
Lodge in my faux fur, drinking some, you know, like a hot toddy or something.
I love a hot toddy.
Right? Oh,
my I just God. Learned how to ski in Wyoming.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Whistler for my birthday in January.
I love Whistler.
Tell me, what's going on? Let's go to Whistler.
Let's do it.
I mean, you ain't going to ski, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to be hitting the slopes with you, but I'll watch you from the window.
Look at that bitch go. Right? Don't break anything. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Are you going to a party tonight?
Anna? No. Tonight, actually, I'm filming the campaign video for my jewelry collection.
That's right.
Collection.
You said you got to go do that.
Yeah, so I'm literally headed there right after
what
this.
What a sweetheart. You took time for me. You came all the way to the valley. It's not hot. So that's positive.
That's so nice, right?
I love it.
I hate the heat. Heat puts me in such a bad mood. Once I start sweating, it's over.
Oh, here we've got a caller.
Hey.
All right. Let's see what we've got here. Loda, how you doing? Do we have Loda on the line? No.
Loda, where you at?
Loda, let's see if I can give her a call. Let's see if we can give her a call, okay? Loda, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey.
Oh, my God. We just got a call from Bali. Loda, Matt's here, and he's wearing your... beautiful.
Hi, Loda. I am in love with this little bangle. This is so fly.
Thank you, Matt. Can I just say, like, you are such an amazing, inspired young adult.
You are so sweet. Oh, my gosh. I'm sending so much love to Bali.
For young entrepreneurs to know your call and your purpose and the things you do is beautiful.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Look at you being a boss with your jewelry. Aww. It's so fly. I love it.
Loda, tell him the background of this this emblem for Archery Jewelry.
So since I'm from Sweden, the Vikings are our heritage, the legacy. Mm-hmm. So I'm inspired by that when I design. So the cuff that you have in rose gold actually has the Viking rune inscript of compass.
I have the ring.
So it's meaning to lead your way. And I'm sure it's going to lead you to more greatness in your journey.
That is so cool. Well, as soon as I put it on, I immediately felt more powerful. My inner warrior came out.
I love it.
You are.
Yes.
So Lota is based out of Bali. Like she said, she's Swedish. She came over and started a couple businesses. You know, Matt wants to go to Bali, so maybe you guys should link up. You should host him maybe if you want to. How could you not?
Care of your medicine. So many cool places here that you would love it.
Yes, I'm a good house guest, I promise. I'm very low maintenance. Yeah, contrary to popular belief.
I love it.
Two teenage daughters. I know about high maintenance.
Okay, good. Good. We're on the same page then.
Lota, where can everybody find your jewelry if they want to order something for their loved one this Christmas, this holiday season?
Yes. So I actually have a 1-year anniversary coming up. So yay. December is going to be 10% off of everything online. So I follow my page on www.archerjewelry, spelled the European way with 2 L's, or my Instagram, Archery Jewelry. So that's it, or Facebook, same address.
Yay.
Thank you so much, Loda. I love her. She's amazing. And I'm so excited.
Yeah, she's so cool. That's a real boss right
there. She is a boss to pick up from Sweden and then move to Bali and start 2 businesses, maybe
imagine
more.
Imagine living that life. How cool.
I love it. So you're definitely going now.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm booking my tickets.
You're not going to be a homebody in 2020.
Right?
I love it. Okay, I know this isn't about business, but I always try to ask entrepreneurs, because we've got about few more minutes here. When you're a business owner and you are high profile, how does the love life connect? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what kind of advice could you give business owners when they're trying to, but those hours are grueling.
It really is. And what I've learned is you need to make time for everything that's important to you. And if it's important enough to you, you will find a way to make time for it, no matter how busy you are. So I let that kind of slide for a little bit. But girl, if you knew how many boyfriends I had right now.
Bumble shout out to Bumble.
Right? You got
that. I mean, give us some tea now. Let's
oh, you want some
that.
Tea?
Yeah, I mean,
oh my gosh. Okay, so here's the thing. For me, I'm attracted to success. And sure. not gold digging or any of that, but I need someone that can match, like, my boss mentality.
Right.
Because I don't want to be no sugar mama.
I mean, right.
That's the thing. I need someone with their own money, with their own, you know, like, professional career going on. Someone who can relate to, you know, the long hours and the hard work that goes into running a business.
That's the problem. Not problem, but that's the challenge I'm finding. Like, I love Serena Williams and her guys. Yeah. Their vibe.
Totally.
You know, I just posted something on Facebook. I'm like, I need in 2020, the romance goals is to have someone that can match a champion size surf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need someone to be on your level at least or exceed that because you don't want anyone dragging you down. That's the problem.
The grind is real.
Yeah, and these men out here ain't shit. Let me tell it to all of y'all.
God, can you guys step up? Where are the entrepreneur men that want to support boss bitches?
For real, and that are cute too.
Emotionally, and let me just, right, emotionally support.
Yes, everything.
And cute.
Supportive all around, cute, got them good pockets, big thing.
Well, eggplant emoji.
Yeah, of course.
I love it. All right, so why don't we do a little taste test? You want to do a little taste test?
I'm dying.
We got
for
a
this.
Few more minutes. Okay, so this is Rolling Dough. Our girl Aslyn Berry is going to be launching this next year.
This, like, it feels so, like, soft and, like, decadent.
Yes.
That's exactly how I like my cookies.
Yeah, that's really good. Let's see what we got. This is the smoked. This is the smoked sugar cookie that she does, and it's a special process, and we're not going to give away. Let's see what you think. I'm saying.
Bruh.
Insane.
That is so good.
Mouth-watering, right?
Literally.
I like salt. I'm a salty bitch. But,
me
like,
too.
Yeah.
And this has a little bit of saltiness in it. It's smoked or something. It's really
it's
good.
It's smoked. Have you ever heard of a smoked, like, sugar cookie?
That is so bourgeois. So, I love it.
So we could definitely get, maybe you'll make a matte cookie. I don't know. Inspiration.
This is so good.
I want to talk to you about wine, too. You know, we want to do a wine with you. Michael Solberg Family Wines wants to launch Matt Sarafa collection.
Let's fucking do it.
You heard it here first.
Hey, exclusive details.
Well, I wonder what the hell the label will look like.
Oh, it's going to be fly as hell, guaranteed.
I mean, oh, you guys, thank you. So I just want to say a special shout out to all the brands at Soul Train last weekend, all the brands today. I'm going to put it on my Instagram and at them. But just off the top, Purses of Hope out of Atlanta, they take gently used purses and they put, like, feminine products for homeless women. So if you have any bags, we'd love to get you guys to, you know, send them. Look at Purses of Hope on Instagram and send her all your purses. Let's flood her mailbox, you guys.
Yes.
For this Christmas.
That's
for this,
such a great
this
cause.
Holiday.
Because it means so much to them.
Yeah, instead of throwing your bag out.
Totally.
I know you got some old bags.
I have a couple people in line that would kill me if I gave away.
I know. That's fine. But anybody out there that wants to do something really good, Purses of Hope is great. Save Our Jewels. They're feminine products and they're natural and
yes.
I got all kinds of good stuff. What the heck, man?
I know you always got the goods.
I
you
love
stay
it.
Strapped.
I say- All right, you guys, well, check me out. We've got the startup Holiday Entrepreneur Lab. It's December 5th in Santa Monica. Are you coming? Are you going to be back in town?
What date is that?
December 5th. It's a Thursday December from 5. 4 to 10.
I think, yes, I'll be back from Utah and right about to go to New York.
So
yes.
Maybe we'll put some Matt Sarafa pieces to sell up.
Yes, let's
You know,
do
I'm
it.
Still getting the mixers up. They're
Got
not
you.
They're not a gifting suite yet. But
we'll be in contact.
I love that. All right, you guys. So just you can check me out on Eventbrite for the Startup Holiday Entrepreneur Lab. It's the first annual. You know, the startup with Monique Leray, the startup mixer. You guys get it. So if you're a startup brand and you don't know where to begin and you want to get your items to fabulous people like Matt. You can reach out to me on Instagram. It's at Monique, LoreStinson, Monique Leray Stinson. And message me. I'm up all the time. I don't sleep. No sleep, coop.
No sleep. Sleep is for the week.
I mean,
busy making money.
Busy making money. Shmoney. So, yeah, let's do that. And listen, happy everything. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, happy family time. What else? Shout out to Lady Ray J out in Missouri.
Ooh.
You know, my show got picked up in Missouri.
No way.
Simulcast. Yeah. She's driving back from, I think you're driving back from Tennessee, Lady Ray J, or something like that, Ohio. Shout out to you in Missouri.
Yes,
thank you for the love. Have you been to Missouri?
I have not.
There's a lot of, like, entrepreneurs coming out
of
there.
Is there really?
There's a lot of hustle. Maybe people might want to pick up some of your fofurs out there. Congrats to all the nominees for the AMAs.
Right.
And all the winners. And I think we got to go. So I'm going to play my clip from last weekend in Vegas with Manny Streets, and you guys have a beautiful holiday.
Deuces.
So I I'm so excited, LA, to be here. Yay!
Is that good?
Celebrating the
soul. Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun. So like, I just love this award.
I love you,
Anne. And I've got Manny Speaks on the line with me. Manny, how you doing today?
Still streaming here.
You did so good.
Really?
Okay, good. I know your arm is hurting.
Can I just get two more pictures?
I'm rolling around the casinos, hopping back and forth to the parties. And then I gotta fly back to LA, so it's crazy right now.
Oh my gosh, it's a really live weekend. There's a lot of nominees, a lot of beautiful talent out in town, and like you said, tons of parties to go to later. So let's give the listeners a little bit of background about you. Tell us who you are exactly and what you're up to.
My name is Manny Streets. I'm a TV radio personality as well as I'm an actor. I'm a music producer. I do a lot of things, so I guess they call me Chameleon. A little bit in the industry because I do a lot of things, including brand consulting and artist development and writing songs. So I guess I'm all over the board, I guess.
Well, you know, and I like to put it like the umbrella for myself as producer, and that could be just so many things, but you're also, but you're also an actor, and I think you said you have a film coming up with somebody really big.
Yeah, I got a film coming out with Ben Affleck coming out March 2020. It's called The Way Back. It was a great time working with Ben on that film. It's the same director as The Accountant, so it's going to be a great movie. It's one of those heartwarming, touching movies where he's bouncing back from being an alcoholic into a basketball coach for high school, and it's an amazing story. It's an amazing story, so I can't wait for that to come out. I'm also in an animated film called Trouble with Big Sean and Snoop Dogg, Betty White, Wilmer Valderrama.
Wow.
I'm a voice in that movie. So we got a couple things popping for 2020 already coming up.
I love it. It's going to be a big year. Now, you know my show's called The Startup. So we want to make this kind of relatable to everyday people who are starting things up. And I guess you would be the best person to speak to as far as multifaceted media and, you know, hybrid brands. So if someone's wanting to get started in the vein of business that you are in, do you have any, like, tips that could really help someone launch?
You know what? I think it's a matter of do it because you love to do it, but also find a way to make money to do it so you can love it forever.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Yeah. So specifically, like, with radio or with production, do you have any tips that could kind of save people time and money? Like, if they want to, let's just say someone wants to start their own production company, but they're not quite sure.
Yeah, they're not quite sure.
They're coming from an HR job or corporate world, and they want to be creative. Do you have any like tips or some trials and errors that you've made along the way?
Yeah. So you know how they say, don't quit your day job.
Right.
Really, don't quit your day job.
Like keep the cash coming in. So we learned that lesson.
Yeah. Well. Don't quit your day job. Also means don't quit your day job until your passion starts making you money, right?
Yeah.
So, you know that's a tip for everybody out there that's just trying to stop cold turkey and be like, oh, I'm gonna be a superstar tomorrow, so I'm gonna quit my job today. You know, it doesn't work that way. You still gotta put in time. You still gotta put in the work. You still gotta do your own homework. You know, a lot of people think homework is only sitting in the classroom and getting the assignment. Not homework is knowing who your competition is, number one. Number two, knowing what markets you want to hit and target. Number three, do you still want to do this for the next 20, 40 years, you know?
Yeah, that's really, I think, the key that a lot of people don't realize. It is good to do some analytics, some research to find out where you fit. Because, you know, sometimes when you're doing a passion project or something you love, it winds up being a niche business, but you still need to know if someone else is in that niche.
Yeah, no, for sure. Not only that, I think you should surround yourself with people who are in the industry that you want to be in, whether it be being a chef and a cook and you want to be a doctor or whatever the case may be, or you want to be in entertainment. You have to surround yourself with people who actually know the business. You can't just, you know, do your homework and then expect it's going to all happen. You still have to find out from other people and other sources how it's going to work. It's beneficial for you.
Yeah, I love that. And I mean, how did you get so passionate about the business? How did you fall into it? I want to hear your story.
Oh, my gosh. You know, back when I was little, my mom would always play Michael Jackson. So
MJ.
I always aspired to be the brown Michael Jackson, the Filipino Michael Jackson, you know. And,
I love
so
that.
That was my first taste of wanting to sing or being in the music industry. And then, you know, as I got older, I became an actor. And then, you know, I got independent movies out before I graduated high school. And it was like one of those things where it was like, once you're in it, you find ways to make sure you stay in it. So, you know, yeah. Being a singer, actor, you want to be a producer, you want to do all of that. And that's how I kind of fell into it. And then being in radio, I didn't know anything about radio until one of my buddies, his name is Ricky Luna. He told me that the job was open at Kiss FM in Los Angeles to be on the street team. And I said, what's that? I don't even know what Kiss FM is. I don't know what street team is.
That's a big deal. That's weird. A big deal.
Yeah, you know, and you know, sometimes you have to take chances on your own life and jobs that you didn't think that was going to help you in the future.
Yep.
Just so that, you know, it can pave the way to where you want to go. Look, radio was never my end goal for a career, right?
But yeah.
It did help me sustain within the industry I want to be in.
That's right.
So you know, so then, you know, I signed up, I applied, and I got hired, and I was at the radio station for over, you know, 19 to 20 years. I worked with Seacrest for 15.
What?
And now, you know, I'm flying back and forth in Las Vegas, doing acting roles and also marketing director for 3 radio stations in Las Vegas. So it's crazy, you know?
That's insane. And, you know, you make a good point. I had a guest on one of my first shows, and we were talking about how every job, you know, like an actual 9-to-5 or whatever hours you have, can kind of add to your path. And I look back at all the jobs I've ever had, and they've actually, the things that I've learned, I've been able to apply them when starting my own business and mm-hmm. and mastering my brand. So, you know, it's strategies and all kinds of techniques you can pick along the way and add to your life. So I love that.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
So now, what do you take away in the beginning when you were grinding? And, you know, I'm not saying you were, you know, starving and eating top ramen, but your roughest time, what did you take away from that? And what could you, like, inspire for that next startup entrepreneur?
You know, never give up, number one. You know, I know it sounds so cliche, never give up, never take no for an answer. But it's the truth, you know?
Yeah.
There's going to be so many doubters that, and it's not even haters, they're just doubters that didn't think that you'd ever make it or make it to a level where you seem like you made it to them. But to yourself, even to myself, I feel like I haven't made it yet. If you ask Seacrest, he'll say, yeah, I got a couple accomplishments, but he doesn't feel like he's made it yet. You know, there's so many different elements to your level of success.
Yeah.
On a personal level, but on the outside world where everybody's looking at you, they're like, you made it already. No, we haven't, because it's not the level that I want to be at yet.
Yeah, that's spoken like a true entrepreneur, I tell you, because it's true. And we're our hardest critic. And, you know, it's like no one can really, you know, come down on me. I already done it 10 times harder, but it just,
right.
You know, it just pushes you. And that never give up is a great piece of advice. I think that when you break that down even further, sometimes you're just like one more phone call, one more email away for a breakthrough to where you want to go. And when you stop, you know, that when you stop, it's when, you know, you might miss that person, that connection. And, you know, what do you think? Always take every meeting. I mean, even if you never know where it's going to go, has that been the case for you?
Yes, it has. It really has. I mean, there was a time, actually today I was in Starbucks. Just today.
Okay.
And I overheard a father talking to his son about the music industry. And this guy was a good-looking African-American kid. And they were talking about music. And his dad was like, you know, I love that song that you did. Like, you know, it's also encouragement within the family, right? But I turned around and I introduced myself. And I said, oh, you do music? And I didn't know what he looked like. I was just listening because they were behind me.
Yeah.
And I turned around and I said, hi, my name is Manny Streets. You know, I'm in the music industry, you know, yada, yada, yada. I love to hear your stuff. His name is Azir. Literally today, I just heard it. And
wow.
I looked up his stuff online and he's dope. And I'm looking to possibly do something with him. So,
wow.
You know, you want to take every meeting, you want to take every chance because you never know where it's going to lead you. So
that's right. And make sure you always, get those messenger messages and Instagram, because even though you might have 5 trolls in there, you're still going to have that one that's real. I got to tell you, I've met a couple people in the messenger that I'm working with. So it can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love it. And so why don't you go ahead and tell us what you're working on immediately here in the next 60 days, 90 days leading up to 2020, where we can find you.
Well, everybody can always keep up to date with what I'm going to be doing, where I'm going to be, at Manny Streets, MannyStreets on the Instagram and on the Facebook. There are a couple little things that I've started doing within this year to gear up for next year, which is also career coaching, you know, kind of guiding everybody within their industry, whether it be, like I said earlier, being a chef, or maybe even being a artist, a recording artist, an actor, an actress, a host, a TV host. You know, these are things that I can guide people in, and that's what I'm trying to build now.
Fabulous.
With, my career coaching, you know, I guess my career coaching pathway, because I know a bunch of things that can help, and experience that I can help other people. And I'm starting to do that next month as well with another artist named Scooter Page. Who has signed me on to help rebuild his brand.
That's fabulous. And I think that goes hand in hand with everything we just talked about here, and never giving up, and you kind of guiding people through what you've been through. I love it.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you for taking the time out of your very busy international schedule to speak to us over here on LA Talk Radio. And I'm going to enjoy. I think we should go get a drink here, Manny, since there's some stuff starting here at the Soul Train Awards. What do you think?
Well, let's do it. I'll meet you at the Orleans right there in the bottom bar.
All right. It's a deal. All right, you guys. Thank you so much, Manny. And let me give a few shout outs to a little bit of my, you know, everybody that's been sponsoring this last few weeks. You know, we had a brand mixer last weekend in Santa Monica, and it was amazing. Michael Solberg Family Wines, Control Alt Gin, Save Our Jewels, Love Method with Nicole Moore, Tokimi Health, Archery Jewelry, Purchases of Hope, Angeles Vista, I Love Amaranth, and we've got Famed Diary Boutique. I'm wearing their sunglasses today. Shout out to them out in Georgia. Eclectic Exhale Experience E3. They've got that amazing hookah that you guys would love to try. You Be It Unto You, Bradley Teas and Things, Crafts by Queen, Altered Inspiration, My Brands, which we kind of helped facilitate it, The Wine Caterers, Cap Aquarius Media, and Silicon Beach Coffee Company. And anybody else that I might have missed, I really want to give a special shout out to One Hope Wines. They came through with some beautiful sparkling bottles for today at the Soul Train Music Awards for some of the talent. And anybody else that I may have missed, thank you so much for your sponsorship and your brand partnership. It means the world to us here at the Startup with Monique LeRae. I got to get out of here. I'm in Vegas, baby. There's a lot of beautiful people arriving and getting dressed, and it's a lot of excitement. So I'll be posting some photos on my Instagram. You can follow us at the Startup with Monique, LORE. And check out LA Talk Radio's website. I'm on Channel 2. You can also check them out on Facebook. And have a great, great afternoon. Congratulations to all the nominees and the winners today. And what will you start up today?
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.